You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Healing Connection. I am so excited that you're here, and I'm excited to share my stories with you as this is our first podcast. And it has really been in the making for quite some time. I have known for a while that I needed to make time in my schedule to start recording and really share with the world the lessons and the things that I have learned over a decade now of professional healing and working with other people and a lifetime of healing for myself. So first off, let me share my story with you just a little bit so you can get to know who I am. So I was raised in a small town in Utah. It's called Vernal. I still live there today. I've raised my kids here. My husband and I have four kids together and three dogs. And you will probably hear my dogs in the background at some point because that is our life here with the dogs. My kids are all raised now. They're all adults. I shouldn't say they're raised, but they are adults now in the adult world. And so it's my husband and I. And my husband retired last year. We live together in this beautiful house here in Vernal and enjoy our life. We love being outdoors. We do have a cabin. We spend time in the mountains at our cabin. We love to travel the world. We've done lots of traveling and we'll continue to do traveling. And I get to be a beautiful intuitive healer, psychic medium, and spiritual coach on the side because I still work. And because I love what I do, and I love being with all of you. I love being in this healing world, and I love sharing that spiritual connection that I have gained over the years, and I'm here to share that all with you. So today is really about that, the type of healing that I do, kind of my perspective on the healing world, and really giving this podcast a really good foundation to start off with, and so that you can really understand what I do, how I see things. I believe my calling here really has been to help people heal their lives. But even deeper than that, the other thing that I just feel so passionate about is really helping, and I work with mostly women, so really helping mostly women change their lives and connect back into their spiritual self, connect back into their spiritual essence, really tap back into who they are and where they belong and really get to know themselves on such a deeper level. And that to me is my main calling. Yes, I am an intuitive healer. I have been told by my clients that I clear out years and years and years of stuff that they've been working in therapy for a long time, and they just haven't been able to seem to get over the hump. That's the other part of what I do. I love that. I love that I can really connect with people in just a few sessions, really clear out a massive amount of really trauma and emotions and feelings from our past and really help them step forward into their future. And why I'm doing that, I really bring in the spiritual side. I really try to reconnect them back with their spiritual self, help them remember who they are. Because truly, we are not this physical body. We are not this physical essence here first. We are all souls first. We are all spirit first. This physical body, this physical experience is just that. It's an experience for you to grow and to learn from. And sometimes we come down here in this world and it sucks. And we forget that part of ourselves. We forget that there's a much bigger, broader picture out there. I say it so many times every week, you're not here to just work and make money and die. Like, there's so much more to this life, which is why I travel and which is why I make time to go do all of these things with my husband, because I know that there is so much more to life than just buckling down and, really kind of sucking the joy out of living, really. We do that as humans. We have a tendency to just really suck the joy out of it. And so in my healing work, this is what I really do is reconnect you back with that part of yourself that reminds you that you're here to find joy. You're not here to feel that you have to suffer. And I know a lot of our belief systems, this is a lot of the healing work that we do, a lot of our belief systems, we think that we just have to buckle down now that we're adults, suck it up, put our big girl panties on. You've probably heard all the sayings like that, you just get over it. I don't believe in any of that. I did for a while when I didn't understand, when I hadn't woke up really and really connected with who I truly am. I thought that that's what we had to do, that we became adults. You sucked it up. You just did what you had to do. You just pushed hard, kept going. Hopefully, at the end, it was enough. And now when I say that, it seems so miserable to me. It just seems crazy that we buy into that story, but we do. We buy into it because for a lot of us, it's what we're told. It's what we feel that we have to do. And I know that was definitely the case for me. If you were lucky enough to be raised in a home that didn't think that way, kudos to you. Congratulations. But a lot of us just were not. And I know that I wasn't. I was always told that money was hard. And that we had to work really hard to gain money. We had to work really hard to get anywhere in life. And if you were lucky enough, I was raised in a very religious home. So it was all about the ending. It was all about if you were lucky enough, to be good enough to be exalted and received back into God's grace. Part of a lot of my healing work has really been tapping into how I feel about that and how I feel about religion. It's not even just religion, it's just a sense of God being a judgment God. And to me, God was never a judgment God. I didn't understand how someone who loved me so much could cast me off to hell, or it just never made sense to me. And so for me, that's been a lot of my healing journey, a lot of changing my belief systems around that, and realizing being open to see things in a different light, really being open to doing my healing work, clearing out my garbage, really working with my ego. This is a big thing that we'll talk about. I love teaching people to work with their ego, but really tapping into that ego side of yourself versus that really higher connection, that higher self part, and learning to tell the difference and learning to understand when your ego's coming in, when that fear is coming in, and learning to tap into your divine light. What really got me into all of this is I remember as a young adult being very depressed and full of anxiety and really just wondering what this life was really all about. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? Why does it feel so hard? Why? And I just knew for me, something just didn't feel right. It just didn't feel, all the pieces weren't connecting for me. I was seeing the way that I'd been raised. I'm going into this adult life, looking around, going, what are we doing here? What are we really doing here? And I think the wake-up call for me is when I looked around and I have an amazing husband who supports me in everything that I do, in all my crazy adventures. I have four beautiful, wonderful kids, and I had four little kids at the time. And I shouldn't say little, but we had four kids fairly close in age. And I remember looking around thinking, I feel like shit, and I don't know why. And I would get up every day. It felt like the same mundane thing every day, day after day, day after day. I wasn't feeling the joy in life, and I didn't understand why. And I was depressed, and I was sad. And I'm looking at these kids thinking, I gotta do something different. I wanna be different than this. This is not the life I envisioned for myself. And I didn't know then what I needed. I had no idea. I had no idea what that looked like for me. I had no idea. I started seeking out counseling. I started seeking out all these things to find that joy in my life. And it didn't happen until many years later. I actually ended up leaving my religion. For those of you who have went through that, that is a big step. It's kind of like leaving part of yourself behind, but I knew that it was the right decision for me. And so I left that religion and I started really seeking outside of that because I felt very confined. Like I had to think the way that they wanted me to think and do the things that they wanted me to do in order to be accepted and loved. And that just didn't sit well with me. I didn't like that feeling. I didn't like that understanding. You know, we were raised in the LDS church, and so there were a lot of things there that that weren't feeling right for me and my family anymore. And so I actually went on what I call my journey quest for a few years and really studied. I decided I'm an all-in or all-out kind of person. And so I went in and I started studying and learning and realized that this really wasn't for me anymore. And so I expanded out and went into religion as a whole. What about religion as a whole? I spent a year or two studying and really deciding how I felt about that and decided religion in a whole wasn't really where I wanted to be either. That I wanted that freedom and that space to think for myself. And as soon as I stepped out of that box, I was introduced to intuitive healing. And it literally changed my life in such a short period of time. I remember being introduced to all aspects of intuition. That's really where this started for me, and really tapping into my intuition, getting my own answers, seeking out my own sense of what I wanted to do. For the first time, I was asking myself, what do you want to do? I had never really asked myself that question because I'd always done what everybody else wanted me to do. And so I really started asking those questions. What do I want? How do I want to feel? What do I want to see in my life? How do I want things to look? And I started seeking out anything that was intuitive. It all felt so normal to me, which was such a different thing from the world that I had been in. It all felt very normal. I remember having feelings of I've done this before many times. And for me, that feeling, now I understand it as I believe that we live this life more than once. I don't believe you just come here and get all the lessons that you need to learn and that's it, you're done. I believe we have multiple lifetimes, or, you know, in religious sense, people say, well, we live on after we leave here. You can, however you want to wrap it up into a box is fine. For me, I just know that I've done this more than once, and it just felt very natural to me. And so I started seeking out everything that I could get my hands on. And in that, I realized that things became pretty natural to me. And I started doing what I call intuitive healing. Now, for me, I see things. I am able to really, it plays out like a movie screen for me. I was like, how do you put this into words? Sometimes it took me a long time to even put it into words, because I can work with people and I see their lifetime and I can go exactly where we need to go, do the healing work there, work with them, releasing all of those feelings, that anxiety, that depression, that sadness, those feelings of worthlessness, really. We all have things in our life, situations in our lives where we told ourselves that we weren't worthy and that we weren't good enough. Whether, you know, we had this wonderful childhood or not, there were situations and things that are holding us back from being who we are designed to be. And we create these belief systems. We really, as children, have these situations and things where we tell ourselves, well, obviously mom and dad do not love me then, or obviously I'm not lovable. Obviously I can't, you know, nobody thinks that I'm worthy of their time or their effort or their love. You know, there's always things that happen. Meaningful as parents are, we're not perfect. And I know I'm not. I have 4 adult kids. They're telling me that now. I thought I did, and I know that I did, the very best that I knew how to do at the time. Was it what every single one of my kids needed? No, absolutely not. And I never will be everything that those kids need. But I'm grateful to have them in my life, and it's an opportunity for all of us to grow and to heal and to learn to work with each other and learn to do our own healing work and not get so triggered by everything. But as I see this all played out before me, I am literally able to go into the bits and pieces and the parts in my clients' lives and help them release that energy, release those belief systems, really step back into their spiritual divine essence and really remember who they are and why they're here. And that right there for me has been priceless. It has changed my life, the work that I've done with myself, the other healers that I have seeked out to do my own healing work, but I also work on myself daily. But then I get to roll that over into, now I teach VIP programs. I have a monthly membership, a membership program that you can come and join and do healing, group healings with me, group card readings, and I do all sorts of stuff inside of there. And those are the main things that I'm doing now, and I love my work. I have just recently let go of single sessions, and I'm moving more into the group sessions, my VIPs, and doing my membership, because I really want to focus on those right now. But for many, many years, if you want to do private sessions with me now, you come join my VIP group, because I do private sessions with you as my VIP students. So it's just been such an eye-opening experience for me, and such an honor all these years to be able to connect with women and help them really change their lives, help them become the best moms, wives, partners, whatever it is in their life that they want to be, and really giving them that opportunity to clear out garbage. I know for myself that our physical bodies, if we want them to be healthy, we got to clear out the energy. And that is those emotions, those feelings, and those beliefs, those negative things that are really holding us back from stepping into our true selves. They're holding you back, I promise you, from being that best person that you could possibly be. You know, if you're somebody that's sitting there going, you know what, I'm just too tired to even think about even making, changing my life or doing something different, I promise you there is some energy that is making you completely exhausted. There is some mindset, there is some story that you're telling yourself that you just can't do it. There's always some story. And we always get to the root of it. That's what I love. I've had people tell me, well, we just can't lie to you. No, you can't. You cannot lie to me, because I know it's hard sometimes to be honest with ourselves. Our ego does not want us to be honest. Our ego wants us to be safe and small and stay tired and stay in that hole. And really, it's preventing you from stepping out and being the best person that you can be. We can all make changes in your life. If you've got difficult relationships going on, you know, you can blame everybody else until the day you die. Or you can decide that, you know what, I think it's time that I need to take responsibility for myself, take responsibility for my thoughts and my actions and my feelings. It doesn't matter what happened to you as a child. We can work through all of that. But there comes a point in everyone's life when we have to say, you know what, it's time for me to take responsibility for myself. And a lot of adults never do that. I was just working with one of my VIP students yesterday, and it was really hard for her to understand, you know, and we just kept working with it and working with it, because we do it gently. I do it ever so gently. I'm not judgmental in this situation. It's like, no, look, but you can see it this way. You have to take your responsibility for your part in every relationship that we have. And that is the first step in the healing journey, is really standing up and saying, you know what, I want something different. I guess it would be the second step. I want something different. And then we have to decide and take responsibility for our lives. We can blame our parents forever, or you can decide that, you know what, I want something different for myself. I have taught for many, many years that forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about you. I have worked with many women with sexual abuse, all sorts of abuses, you know, alcoholic fathers, you name it. I've seen it all. I've been there. And to me, it's not about judging these people for what they do or how they do, but it's really helping my client feel their very best. That's what it comes down to. And that's what intuitive healing offers to me. I never found that in Western medicine. I have never found that in any counseling sessions that I've ever done, working with therapists. I really spent a lot of years seeking it out. And once I found it, I knew that this is what I had to do. This was my calling, so to speak, is to go out into the world and to help people connect with that spiritual side that we have always been, but really helping them remember who they are. That is my message today. You know, I really wanted to explain, really talk about intuitive healing, what it is. I think it gets messy. We hear a lot of intuitives, and we hear, You know, a lot of people, I'm not your psychic out on the corner telling you that your future is going to be rosy and that you're going to, you know, start a business and, you know, whatever. I've heard lots of crazy psychic. That is not me. I am very down to earth, very honest with you. And to me, it's all about the here and now, healing your life in the here and now so that you can go forward with a clearer perspective, knowing who you are too, knowing what you came here to do, because you can't find your purpose when you're all wrapped up in the heavy, nasty muck. You will never find your purpose there. So if you are someone that is feeling like, my gosh, this world is hard. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why I'm even here. Maybe you don't even know why you're even here. You're the person I want to talk to. You're the person I want to work with, because I can help you clear out the muck so that you can discover what you are here to do. That's probably one of my favorite things to see with my VIP students. They come and they work with me for 6 months. This year, all of my VIP students stayed with me and they've been with me. They will have been with me for a whole year by the end of this year. And it's been really cool to watch them grow over that year, watch them let go of layers and layers and layers and layers of stuff, because healing is like an onion and we peel it off a layer at a time. You can't just go in and cut it to the core and be done. It doesn't work that way. We have to peel off the layers and we slowly work through all of those. And so watching my VIP students grow over this last year has literally been the highlight of my year. And to watch them make such changes. Most of them have went on. A lot of them were already in their own spiritual businesses. Some of them are starting their own spiritual businesses. They have really opened up and really started asking, what can it really be like? How good can it be? You know, we have to give ourselves that opportunity and clear out the garbage in order for that to happen. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I really wanted to start off this first episode of really explaining who I am and what I do and really how I can help you. And through the course of this podcast, we will talk a lot about the things that I teach. You know, like I said, we're going to work with ego. We're going to do a lot of different things. I know I have some chakra episodes coming up. If you want to learn about the chakra system, I know those are coming up. We have lots of really cool things in the making for you. So I'm excited to be here. I hope this was very helpful for you today, and I hope you will continue listening. Invite your friends, have them come and join us, because I know that if this is the platform for you, you will know it. You will be drawn to it, and you're here for a reason. You're here to learn and grow. So I'm glad that you are here. Thank you for listening today, and I would love to hear from you. So we will be back again very soon. So I will talk to you again very soon, and bye for now. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.